Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Praise God. How's the journey going? Welcome to the journey of life. And in this wonderful journey that God has placed us on. Oh, what a journey. In this wonderful journey that the Lord has placed us on, it's always on the... We know the end result, amen? It's victorious, no matter what. So no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter, does it? We're going to be victorious all the way to the end. If you let Him do it. If you what? If you let Him do it, man. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 9. Let's read it together, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who what? For those who love Him. So there are things that God has prepared for us, isn't it? Now, He's not prepared for us stumbling blocks, has He? He's prepared for us things good. Amen? You know, God is always trying to get to us something from Him. He's trying to bless your socks off. He's trying to get something to you. He's trying to get revelation to you, impartation. He's trying to get healing. He's trying to get freedom. He's trying to get things to us. That's His job. That's what He does. And He loves it. You know, wouldn't you want to give your children all good things? Well, so does God. And it says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Love is a choice. It's nothing how you feel. Love is a choice. And verse 10, but God has what? Revealed them to us through His what? Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, what? The deep things of God. Now, this is a place where, you know, we've got to get not only in the Spirit, but have fellowship with the Spirit. Because the Spirit is always trying to reveal to us things that God is preparing for us. The Word says that the Holy Spirit tells us things to come. He guides us into all truth. And He is the Spirit of truth. Now, so that means that God is trying to work something good in us, isn't He? Now, please understand something very important. Because there's an area that we must cooperate with God for things to work good. Everything in our life can be working to the good if we're cooperating with God. And many times it doesn't seem like... Sometimes doesn't seem in our natural common sense. Our natural common sense doesn't seem, things don't seem right. But it could be God. And in this journey of life that we talked about and taught about, I think it was Tuesday, we've got to comprehend this area that God is working things to the good for us. But there's an area where we must cooperate and walk in the Spirit, listen to the Spirit, seek the Spirit, and know His way. See, faith is not blind. Faith is spiritual what? Sight. And it's our responsibility to make what is unseen to become seen. Because if we're not doing that, we're always deceived, aren't we? We must make what is unseen. In other words, you must make what is seen. You must make your motive seen. You must make your desire seen. You must make your purpose seen. You must make what you feel seen. All of these areas must be seen so you know where they're coming from. Now, in this, let's go to Romans 8, verse 27. Romans 8, 27. By doing what? Getting in the Spirit. Why? Because who reveals them to me and you? The Holy Spirit. In verse 27, would you read it with me? Now He who searches the hearts into the Spirit is because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Wow. So we see here that all things are working to the good to those who are called according to His purpose. To those who what? Love Him. Is that a choice? Yes. Love is a choice. In other words, if you love me, He says, you'll obey me. In verse 29. For whom he what? Foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Now, this is very powerful. So we know that everything is working to the good if you're cooperating with God. Everything. You mean all of my things and all of my mistakes, all of my sins, everything that I've done is working to the good? Yes. It's being used to train you. It's all working to the good. Everything that you have gone through, everything that you have done is working to the good if you're cooperating with God. Why? Because it says that we've been predestined. So if we've been predestined, it means that we have a purpose already imparted in us. We might not know what it is until we're finally in the Spirit and fellowshipping with the Spirit. And let me tell you, God is not going to lay out the whole plan for you. You don't follow God on a need-to-know basis. You follow Him on a trust basis. The word called means invited. So we've been predestined with a purpose. We've been called. We've been invited to cooperate with Him. We've been justified because we have been forgiven. He justified us by His blood. We have been forgiven. And He's glorifying us. In other words, He's exalting Himself through us. In other words, He's made us new before the enemy. So He's glorifying you in the sight of darkness. Has everybody got that? He is glorifying you in the sight of darkness. It doesn't mean He's glorifying you in the sight of men. Hello. He's glorifying you in the sight of darkness because darkness once ruled us. And now we have been taken from darkness. And we have dominion over darkness. So in this, I want to share again that you've been predestined with a purpose. You've been called to fulfill it. That's called invited. You've been justified. You've been forgiven. And you've been glorified. So that you can be an example, not only to others, but God uses you to exalt you above darkness. Has everybody got this? So there's an area that in this cooperation, because all things are working to the good. And in this cooperation with God, as all things work to the good, that means that there's an area where you and I've got to continually press in. Press in. You know, we had a little meeting yesterday. It was very powerful. And one of the things that the Spirit was revealing to us, you know, everything is established around the tabernacle of God. There's the three chambers of the tabernacle. There's the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. In the outer court is where the rituals are kept. That's where the sacrifice is consistent. Rituals are in the outer court. But there are so many people who've never gone beyond the ritual. They might have touched the holy place, but never touched the most holy place. And there's nothing wrong with a ritual. Your ritual, you should press through your ritual to get into the holy place to access the most holy place. Does everybody understand that? But so many times people get caught up in ritual. They call it a common thing just because it repeats itself. Well, the sacrifices were always. It was the outer court. That's where an individual is so caught up in the ritual that their heart is not touched the heart of God. Because see, when there is a heart change, it means that you've gone beyond the ritual, you've gone to the holy place, and you've ministered to the Lord, and He invites you into the most holy place. That's why the Bible says we enter in by the blood of Christ with boldness. In other words, you got to press in. See, you can't call your every Sunday services and every time you pray every morning. You got rituals. And everyone has a ritual set. It's a way we get established. But you must press through the ritual. And as you press through the ritual, you come into a relationship. And as you come into that relationship will manifest into a love affair. Where you are in love with Him. No matter what it is. Well, you know that all things are working to the good no matter what you're going through. See, but so many times we get caught in the ritual. And we get caught in fear and torment and doubt and unbelief. That's where you must press through the ritual. get into the holy place where the most holy place is waiting for us to access. Is everybody with me? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Working to the good. That's why you must maintain a prayer life. Even in your prayer life, everyone starts off with a ritual. But you must press through the ritual to where your heart goes towards Him steadfast. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Would you read it with me, please? Therefore, if anyone is what? In Christ, he is a what? New creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. In other words, this is a process, isn't it? All things are working to the good. Everybody say, everything in my life is working to the good. As long as I'm cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Because then you are in Christ. See, it's only when you are in Christ, that means cooperating with the Holy Spirit, things are working to the good. Amen? And old things are passing away. In other words, He's taking the things of old that are not working to the good, that are not working on your behalf, that are working against you, and replacing them with things that are working for you. So Christ can be glorified in you and through you. Has everybody got it? Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. In verse 12. Is everybody there? Philippians 2:12. Therefore, read it with me. My beloved, as you have always what? Obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. What are we doing? We're working it out, right? In other words, we're cooperating with God. With fear and trembling, that means reverence, honor, and respect. For it is God who what? Works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Does that mean He's being glorified? Yes. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So obedience means to cooperate. God is working things to the good in your cooperation. Of course, we know that one of them is obedience, right? And I mean, if you're disobedient, you're not cooperating with God too well, are you? Go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2:10. Something ever happened in your life to where no matter what you did, you were trying to, something messed up. And you tried to fix it. Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It-Upper. Finally, you gave up, and it fixed itself. Hello? That's God working all things to the good, because you finally got out of the way. See, even getting out of the way is cooperating with God. Hello? See, you know that, remember, it's this getting in the Spirit is how all things are working to the good. So when you're all frustrated and you're all fleshed out and you're all worried and you're all discombobulated, things are working to the good. The whole thing is once you stop and get out of the way, then God moves. Why? Because you've cooperated with Him. Because see, you realize then, wait a minute, if all things are working to the good, what am I doing this for? Did God tell me to do this? And if He told you to do it, when did He tell you to do it? See, so many times God will tell you to do something and He said, not yet. Man, once we hear from God, phew, gone. But the Lord says, what are you doing, man? I haven't told you to do this yet. I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you. Now wait. Wait. See, even waiting is cooperation. Hello? Ephesians what? 2:10, let's work it. For we are his what? His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That we should what? Walk in them. You know, one of the worst things that could happen to us is we can be successful in the wrong assignment. Hello. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by what? The blood of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You have been brought near. We are his workmanship. To be an overcomer of evil and darkness, and of course overcome the world, by which Christ has bringing glory through you to him. Has everybody got it? Through you to him. That's what makes you his workmanship, because you are now his trophy. Philippians 1. Yes, everything you're doing right now is working to the good if you're cooperating. Sometimes it doesn't seem it. And sometimes we say, man, I just don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how this is going to work out. Praise God. You're not supposed to. That's how you're supposed to do is cooperate. And as you cooperate, it's going to work to the good. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. Read it with me, please. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being what? Confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are what? Partakers of me, of grace. So, are all things working to the good? So, is he faithful to complete what he started? But we have a tendency to always question God.
Oh, God. Why me?
Because he chose you. Everybody say, everything in my life is working to the good. And the things I didn't cooperate, he's taken from me so I can get back in the place where I cooperate with the Spirit, so all things are working to the good. Bringing glory to his name. Amen. Romans 9. Romans chapter 9 and verse 25. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy. When. Didn't say if. When you fall into various trials and tribulations. Why? It's your training. So that all things can what? Work to the good. See, if we can really hold on to that, we wouldn't get so goofy. We wouldn't be so anxious. We wouldn't be so fearful. That's where we must step back and examine ourselves. Okay, Lord, what am I doing? Okay, I know that the things I'm doing could be of you, but are they of you? Am I supposed to be doing these things now, or am I out of your time? Whatever it is I'm doing, Lord, expose it and tell me if it's of your will or not. Why? So we can cooperate with him, because the will of God is cooperation with him, isn't it? God's will is God's time. In verse 25, would you read it with me? As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called sons of the living God. Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved. For he will what? Finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. Wow. Now understand this, that he is doing a quick work. He is doing a very quick work in his people. Things are moving faster. And in this quick work, we've got to stop trying to look behind and continue to look forward. Pull both hands that have been behind you in front of you. Don't grab hold of anything that has been behind you. You know, one of the things that we were talking about yesterday is that, you know, the enemy knows that we have resurrection life in us. And so what the devil tries to do is bring things of your past that are dead. See, yesterday, everything is dead yesterday. You can't change yesterday. You can't go back to yesterday, can you? So everything from this point backwards is dead. We call it the dead zone. Everything is dead. The only thing that is alive is the things of Christ, because he's omnipresent, past, present, and future. So what the devil wants to do is bring things to you that were dead so that when you agree with him, it becomes alive again. You understand that? And when it becomes alive again, it comes against you. So what you want to do is not come and agree with the things of your past that are of the dead zone. Let the dead bury the dead. Amen. The only thing that you want to come forward is the things of Christ, which is life. But when the devil comes and brings things of your past and you agree with it, what happens is it becomes alive again. And when it becomes alive again, because he knows the devil's not the anything that can bring life. He's a dead zone dude. So the only thing that can bring life is resurrection, Christ. Resurrection power brings life. And then so the enemy will try to come to you and say, hey, look it, you remember this? Do you remember that? And you go, oh, yes. Next thing you know, it's alive and attacking you. So let the dead bury the dead and go forward. Only those things that are from your past that are of Christ, let them bring life and maintain life. Is everybody okay? Do you got it? We'll see. You know, we get tested on all this, don't we? Welcome to test 4,522. So we will be his people and the world will see it. Does everybody got it? We will be his people and the world will see it. And that's how he gets glorified. Go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 20. You know, some of us, I can sense in the spirit, are still hindered with guilt and condemnation. Because the area where the enemy keeps bringing things from your past and you haven't let go of something where you've got to let go. And one of the things that really help you let go is all things are working to the good. All things are working to the good. Everything's working to the good. You know, sometimes some of our children are goofy and some of our spouses are goofy and all kinds of things are goofy. But as long as you're cooperating with God, things are going to work to the good. Just because it isn't fixed the way you want it fixed and it's not fixed now, it is still working to the good. Has everybody got it? Good. Again, we'll see. In verse 20. Would you read it with me? Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you what? Complete in every good work to do his will, working in you. Everybody say, working in me. what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So he is working in you to complete what he has started so that he gets the glory. 1 John 3. But you don't know what I've done. And I don't want to know. Hello. In verse 8. Let's start at verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. In other words, he wants to destroy the works of the enemy in us and establish the works of Christ in us. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So understand that the works, God wants to destroy all the works of the enemy in us so that the works of Christ can be manifested. Psalm 127. Just a simple reminder today for those who've forgotten. Psalm 127 in verse 1. Is everybody there? All right. Let's read it. Unless, everybody say unless.
Unless.
The Lord builds, say, builds the house. Who the house be? We be the house. Because we're Willoughbys, not wannabes. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Wow, that means God's got it, man. You know, he always has the last say, doesn't he? We don't have the last say, I want to remind you. He has the last say. But the important thing is to cooperate with him so he can build the house. And then all things are going to work to the good. 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. And verse 9. Let's read it together, okay? For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So we see that there is a reward for allowing God to build a house, isn't there? There's a reward. And in that reward, it's going to be judged by fire, isn't it? So if it cooks, there's nothing there. No reward. But if it doesn't and it endures, there'll be a reward. You know, so many times many people are out there working and laboring, but God hasn't sent them. They're doing it out of selfish ambitions. In other words, if it's done in that arena and it's not done according to the will of God, it's not God's time, there is no reward for it. And it doesn't mean that God won't use it, but we won't be rewarded for it. Does everybody got it? We are his fellow workers. God uses man to work his plan in another vessel, working all things to the good, making it new, and rewarding all completed works that are done by him. and only him. Isaiah 1. You know, when I first got saved, I had the I have to do syndrome. I got to do syndrome. That's what it is. I mean, I just wanted to do. Do. But it wasn't God who was sending me to do. First of all, he wanted to train me up. He wanted to prepare me. And so preparing us, then he sends us. And it's amazing because every time we think we're ready, that's when we're not. That means we're going out in our own strength. We're going out in our own abilities. We're going out in our own talents. We're not going out in the area of we're nothing. Are you listening? See, God must build the house. When we begin to rely on the things that we know to build something, majority of the time we're doing it in the flesh. And it doesn't mean that God won't use it, but we won't be rewarded for it. Are you listening? And I want to give you an example. Let's just say you're a builder and somebody hires you to build a house and you have all these plans and you apply for the permits and you go out there and start building a house before the permits come. Hello. There is no reward. It's usually called a fine. See, so if the permits haven't been released, it's causing the individual to delay, isn't it? And sometimes God is calling us to delay because he's got another purpose. He's got another special place or something more he wants to do or something more he wants to impart in us before he releases us to do whatever's got to be done. So if we go and do what, if the builder goes and builds again on this without the permits put in place, right, then he has to have it inspected, doesn't he? In other words, it has to be tested. Everything has to be inspected. Everything has to be built according to plan. If it isn't, it cannot be occupied. Hello. It cannot be what? Occupied. And this is very important for us to understand, especially the things that are happening right now. Because right now, God is shaking everything that can be shaken. And in this shaking, people are beginning to run to and fro. And they're trying to do things and move before God is doing them. They're trying to build things before God is telling them to build. They're trying to advance before God is trying to tell them to advance. Because of a fear factor. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to put a fear factor so that people move out of God's time. But I'm telling you, it is important because when God builds the house, all things are going to work to the good, and there's a unity in it. If everybody was allowing God truly to build a house, we'd all be like-minded. We'd be all like-willed. We'd all be like-purpose. There wouldn't be division. There'd be unity, wouldn't there? And that's what God is trying to do right now. Bring unity in the body of Christ in a mighty way. Remember, he's coming back for a blemish-free church, a surrendered church. A dead church to self and alive to Christ. Is everybody okay? Isaiah 1:16. Is everybody? Come on now, let's read it together. What's it say? Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Hello. Don't pet them, rebuke them. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. In other words, they're washed. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and what? Oh, glory, that's called cooperation. If you are willing and what? Obedient. What's going to happen? You will eat the what? Say good. Say good. Of the land. That means everything's going to work to the good, man. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, do you want to go to verse 20? But. Now remember, we are not in the butt ministry. We are the head, not the tail. So you know, anything to do with butt ministry is usually of the devil. But. If you refuse and what? Rebel. If you what? Refuse and rebel, you shall be what? Devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hello. That's where the letter kills and the spirit brings life. So there's something that we must do. Cooperate. Cooperate. If you are willing and obedient, if you have a willing heart, and you are obedient and cooperating with the things of God, all things are going to work to the good. No matter what you think, no matter what you reason, and no matter what you see. Has everybody got it? All things are going to work to the good. And I'm going to close it, 1 Corinthians 1:26. And don't butt. And don't buck either. No butts, no buck. Just bow. First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. Read it with me. For you see your what? Calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Hallelujah. That gives us a real good thing, isn't it? That's why he called us. Not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble. Hallelujah. Welcome to the anointed club. You know, he's got a way of making us look good, though, you know. Man, he takes us, and we're not noble, not mighty, but a bunch of idiots out there, and turns us into something where he can call a trophy and brings glory to his name. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all things are working to the good to those who are cooperating with a willing heart and obedient. Willing and obedient. I pray this today that the Spirit encourage you, no matter what you're going through, it can work to the good, as long as you're cooperating. Amen. Thank you, Master. Lord, we want to thank you for your encouragement today. We honor and we bless you. We believe your word. We take this. We grab hold of it. And we ask that you'll protect the seed that's been imparted in our spirit by the blood of the Lamb of protection. That you allow it to grow and bear fruit for your glory. Knowing that all things are going to work to the good. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.